USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea has fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile in more than 4 years. The ICBM flew an altitude of 3,700 miles, landing in the ocean off Japan's western coast on Thursday. That's according to Japan's defense ministry. With all the American people are facing, out-of-control inflation, an invasion from our open borders, the cost of food and energy, now the threat of World War III. President Biden, arriving in Europe Wednesday for an emergency meeting with NATO leaders, told reporters the threat of Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine is a threat.
I think it's a real threat.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Any use of chemical weapons would totally change the nature of the conflict. And it will be a blatant violation of international law and will have far-reaching consequences.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson on Wednesday emphasized a diverse America judicial branch in order to bolster public confidence in our system. Opponents called her out for not being able to define what a woman is and her soft-on-crime judicial history. The confirmation hearing by the Senate Judicial Committee continues Thursday. Recovery crews continue searching for a second black box from a China Eastern Airlines passenger plane that plunged into a Chinese mountainside this week. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many organ donations were discarded because of the unknown. John Hunt reports on an update.
Evidence is mounting to show that organ donation from dying donors testing positive for SARS-CoV-2 appear to be safe and do not cause COVID-19 in the patient receiving the donated organ. The COVID pandemic exacerbated the shortage of abdominal organs for donation by increasing organ discard rates due to the unclear risk of using organs from COVID-19 infected donors. That study was recently completed by Duke University.
USA Radio News.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sarah's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
I'll quit this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In order to save voiceless lives, Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little on Wednesday became the next state to enact a law modeled after a Texas statute banning abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy or when a heartbeat is detected. As the threat of World War III looms as a major concern for most Americans, former NATO Secretary Kay Bailey Hutchinson was on Fox News Thursday morning discussing the role of NATO to deter Russia's aggression in Europe.
This is a time when the heads of state can get together and actually talk about not only what is being done, but what more can be done, and also talk about the issue of China. I think that is going to come up, and I think everyone knows that unity, together talking to China, will be certainly important to keep them from helping Russia with this dreadful situation. And I think they will be talking about what more we can do with arms and just shoring up our defenses. And I think we've already seen that Secretary General Stoltenberg has said we will be doubling the numbers of troops along the border with Russia that are NATO allies. So all of these things are very important for the heads of state to talk together in person and getting a back and forth, and I think it's a very good thing.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.